Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration, I want to show you how to enable your iPod Nano or Shuffle via iTunes to be used as a USB stick, either on your Mac or on your Windows computer. I'm actually going to be using my Mac today. The only thing I would say about doing this in Windows, you can share it between both your Windows computer and your Mac. If, however, you format it on the Mac, so it's Mac format only, you'll only be able to use it as a USB stick on your Mac, not your Windows machine. So I've currently got my MacBook turned on, VoiceOver's running, and let me first of all jump to my desktop with Shift Control Option D.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Now in front of me, I've got several Nanos and Shuffles because I've actually been using this stuff for a couple of years now. I've actually got three Nanos. I've got the fourth generation Nano, which had the click wheel and the built-in speech that came from, of course, the Mac. And you had to wear headphones to use that device. Then I got the Nano 5th generation, which is the same deal, the click wheel, the built-in speech, but the nice thing about that particular Nano was the fact that it had an internal speaker, so you didn't need to wear headphones. And then I finally got the Nano 6th generation, which of course has the touchscreen with VoiceOver, and you do need to wear headphones, and those headphones also act as an aerial for the FM radio, and the built-in pedometer, which was in the other Nano, actually does work with VoiceOver now, which is really fantastic. But the really nice thing I like about the 4th, 5th and 6th generation Nanos is that they all use the 30-pin connector. So for those folks that actually use an iPhone, an iPod Touch or an iPad, they all use the 30-pin connector, and you can use those same cables with the 4, 5, 6 Nanos. With the Shuffles, in my case, I hear I've got the second and third generation ones, they use a 3.5mm connector. And if you lose that cable, probably like me, you really don't have any spares hanging around. So with that said, let me plug in my Nano 6th generation. This one's actually been formatted for Windows. So I'm plugging it into my Mac. The other end of the USB cable is already in my USB port. So I'm now plugging the other end of the cable into the 30-pin connector on the Nano. And in a minute, you'll hear the bleep noise from iTunes.
iTunes, window, iTunes, sources, table, one row selected. Column 1 of 1. Music library playlist has keyboard focus.
Okay, so we landed straight on the source playlist, which is very nice. If you're not on the source playlist and you want to get to, because that's where the device is listed, you can press Control Option Command T to jump to that table. In fact, let me jump to the top of the screen just to show you how to do that. I'm going to do Shift Control Option Home to jump to the top of the screen.
Previous. Dimmed button.
Okay, so I'm at the top of the screen. I'm now going to jump to that source list table by doing Control Option Command T.
Sources table.
Okay, so I'm back to it again. And now I'm going to interact with that list table by doing Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with sources table, row 2 of 26 selected.
Okay, and now I'm going to do Control Option down arrow till I get down to my Nano 6th generation device.
Movies. TV shows, podcasts, books, apps, 28 ringtones, radio, store, iTunes, purchased, devices, David's Nano 6, battery, charged, device, collapsed, level 1.
Okay, so that's my Nano 6th generation. I'm going to uninteract with the table list, so Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with sources, table, one row selected, column, 1 of 1, David's Nano 6th, battery, charged, device, collapsed.
Now we're going to get across to the summary radio button and make sure it's selected. So we'll do Control Option right arrow twice.
Vertical splitter, summary, selected radio button 1 of 5.
Okay, summary button selected 1 of 5, and of course it's already selected. If it wasn't selected, we could do Control Option spacebar to select it. Now we need to get to the first scroll area. So I'm going to Control Option right arrow across to the scroll area.
Music, podcast, books, photos, scroll area.
There's our scroll area. Let's interact with the scroll area with Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with scroll area. 22 items, iPod.
And let's go through this dialog box. So Control Option right arrow.
Name. David's Nano Set. Capacity 7. Software 1.0. Serial number. DCYDDs. Format. Windows. Version. Check for update button. Your iPod software is up to date. Restore button. If you are experiencing problem, options. Open iTunes when this iPod is connected. Check checkbox.
Now, I'm actually going to uncheck this at the moment because normally when I do plug in this, I do have it unselected because I really don't want iTunes starting. I do have all my books already synced up to my Nano already, so I don't need to put any more stuff on the Nano. So I'm going to uncheck that now with Control Option Spacebar. You don't have to.
Unchecked. Open iTunes when this iPod is connected. Checkbox.
And if you want to confirm that, let's do Control Option F3.
Open iTunes when this iPod is connected. Unchecked checkbox is in the voiceover cursor.
Okay, so that's definitely unchecked. So Control Option right arrow.
Sync only checked songs. Convert higher bit rates. Manually manage. Enable disk use. Unchecked checkbox.
Okay, enable disk use. And it's unchecked. Let's check it with Control Option spacebar.
Text. Enabling the iPod for disk use requires manually ejecting the iPod before each disconnect, even when automatically syncing music.
Control Option right arrow to get to the OK button.
Do not warn me again. Unchecked checkbox.
And I'm going to leave that unchecked for the moment, just as a default. Control Option right arrow.
Cancel button.
Control Option right arrow.
OK. Default button.
OK. And OK is the default button, so we could have actually pressed enter on this dialog box. So Control Option spacebar.
Now in window, iTunes. Enable disk use. Check checkbox.
Now to apply these changes, and there may be another way to do it, but I find the way that I tend to do it is I need to uninteract with this scroll area. With Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with scroll area.
Go to the next scroll area with Control Option right arrow.
Capacity bar section.
Capacity bar section. Interact with Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with capacity bar section.
And I need to jump down to the bottom of this window with Shift Control Option end.
Apply button.
And there's my apply button. So Control Option spacebar.
Press apply button. iTunes ready.
And let me uninteract with that scroll area now.
Stop interacting with capacity bar section.
And just to be nice and neat, let's jump back to our source table. So we can do that by jumping backwards to the table. So that would be Shift Control Option Command T.
Sources table.
Interact with the table again with Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with sources table. Row 16 of 26 selected. Column 1 of 1. David's Nano 6. Battery. Charged device.
Okay, and let's eject it by doing Command E for eject.
Eject David's Nano 6.
And it's gone. So let me close iTunes because we don't need it anymore. Command Q.
Quit iTunes. Desktop Macintosh HD. Selected volume.
Disconnect my Nano. So I'm taking it out of the cable. Popping the cable back in again.
Macintosh HD. Selected volume.
Okay, and the desktop has come up again because it's got another device added to it. And let's see if we can find the Nano. Control Option right arrow.
Dropbox alias. DAVID DWODBRIDGE. Selected volume.
Okay, that's the name of my Nano. So I'm going to do Control Option spacebar to open it.
Open now in window. DWODBRIDGE. List view table. No selection.
Okay, that's my list view for the Nano. Interact with the table with Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with list view table row 1 of 7.
And now
name,
we can read the
diverselearners.pdf.
So that's my diverse learners document. Control Option down arrow.
Inserting, opening, closing, and ejecting a USB stick or CD.mp3.
Okay, that's one of my podcasts that I've got on the Nano for transferring to work. So let me uninteract with that. Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with list view table.
Let me press Command Accent to switch to my Dropbox folder that's already opened on my Finder. And the accent key, by the way, is the key above your tab key. So Command Accent.
Cycle through Windows. Now in Window, Dropbox. Apple and Universal Access .doc. Microsoft Word 90.
Now I want to copy my podcast ideas for 2011 to my Nano to take to work, for example. So I'm just going to type in POD.
podcast ideas for 2011.txt.
Okay, and copy it to my clipboard.
Copy podcast ideas for 2011.txt.
And I want to go backwards through my folder list. So I'm going to do Shift Command Accent.
Now in window, DWODBRIDGE. List view, table, one row selected, name, inserting, opening, close.
Okay, and I'm going to paste my file, my podcast ideas for 2011, onto the Nano.
Paste item, one row added.
Okay, and let's see if it's there. I'm just going to type in POD.
Podcast ideas for 2011.txt, Monday, February 14th, 2011.
So now I'm going to do, I'm actually going to close all my windows, including my Dropbox window, by doing Option Command W.
Close all. DWODBRIDGE. Selected volume.
And I'm now going to eject my Nano. So Command D.
It selection replaced. Zero item selected.
And it's ejected, so I can now take it out, and of course go and use it on my Windows machine, plug it into another Mac, plug it back in again, and I've got myself my very useful USB stick. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.